here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 14th of July, 2016. It's Bastille Day. 1789, the French mob stormed the Bastille prison in Paris and launched the French Revolution, the Bastille, a symbol of royal oppression, though it was not in much use on that day. There were only 7 prisoners to liberate, 4 of them forgers, 2 lunatics, and an aristocrat accused of incest. 100 of the attackers in the mob were killed on that day, and only 1 guard. King Louis XVI heard about the events at the Bastille, and he is said to have asked, "So this is a revolt?" And his duke said, "No, sire, this is a revolution." It's the birthday of the man who wrote the first big cowboy novel, Owen Wister, born in Germantown, Pennsylvania. Went to Harvard, studied music in Paris, became a lawyer. He was ill, and he needed to go someplace to recuperate. He went to Wyoming, got interested in the Old West, and wrote The Virginian, which made the cowboy into a literary hero. It was the novel in which the line appeared, "When you call me that, smile." It's the birthday of the novelist Irving Stone, born San Francisco, 1903. As a young man, went to Paris, saw an exhibit of the work of Vincent van Gogh, which inspired him to write Lust for Life, a novel about van Gogh's life, and then a number of biographical novels about historical figures, Freud and Darwin, and The Agony and the Ecstasy about the painter Michelangelo. And it's the birthday of Woodrow Wilson Guthrie, Woody Guthrie, born in Okemo, Oklahoma, 1912. Never finished high school, spent his time reading books at the library. He was a sign painter, and then he found a guitar in the street and started playing music. Went off to California during the Dust Bowl in the mid-30s, learned traditional folk and blues songs, and wrote thousands of his own, including, in 1940, This Land Is Your Land. Here's a poem for today by Al Ortolani, entitled Asphalt. The road crew hired temps between semesters to stand beside the hopper, shoveling. The foreman disliked college students. He never learned our names, referenced us by the tools we carried. Skip and I were shovels, scraping the hot mix into the conveyor. Ronnie, the college dropout, advanced to rake. He followed the paver, flicking the screed ridge to a smooth seam. All summer, I shoveled the city streets, made do with whatever shade I could catch. Each day at 5, we cleaned the tools with diesel and putty knives. Then we sprayed our boots, kicking our steel toes against a bar of rail line. We wet rags with the diesel and scrubbed our hands and faces. Then I drove home, a towel on the seat, another on the armrest. I hung my work clothes on the fence behind the house. They appeared capable of walking off on their own. A poem by Al Ortolani, Asphalt, from Paper Birds Don't Fly, published by NYQ Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.